Yes.
Let's do this. Oh my gosh, look how everybody is here.
And you know, there they come.
Chat on the side for me, just while everybody's here, we're saying hi to all you guys. Give us, say hi in the chat. We're just going to leave the chat on. Hey.
Hello, Deanna. Everybody.
I'm only seeing like the first three. Oh, Deanna Sand. Hi. There's Brenda, Natalie, Karisha, Nikki. Oh my gosh, it's going too fast. I was all excited about talking to you guys, and now you're going, voof. There's some people from Australia. Donna is here. See, I like it when you say Donna is here. Texas, Wisconsin is in the house. Hey, Halifax. Let's say where you're from. Phoenix, California, Flagstaff, Indiana. Oh my gosh, it's going too fast. Vienna, Portugal, New Zealand. Oh, is it tomorrow? Tell us what it's like tomorrow. You name them, some of them, Doug.
Dave, Doug, there's Tina.
I look yellow.
Jackie,
I have Tammy. To.
You go.
It's friggin' awesome tomorrow. I love it. All right. Oh, I feel so much better. You guys are all here. We have so many things to talk about. Look how thick the pages are. Okay, so it's a lot of work. Doesn't look like a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And we're so proud of you guys. And I want to thank you. I know so many of you have been writing us some great emails about how much you've been loving the course. And even a few of you who have been like still confused about what's a hashtag, you're really getting into it. And I love that you're writing on the main hall. I know one of you wrote in like you couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden you wrote back going, oh, I figured it out now. So it's not hard. It's not that hard. It is a little weird. Let's all be honest. The way we run things here in Oracle School is awkward the first week because you're used to working with Facebook a certain way and saying things and being able to post whatever you want. And it can feel a teeny bit restrictive and wacky in the beginning when we're taking your posts down and then we explain to you later. But when you get to the end and look back over everything that's happened and you can actually see your houses and things that have happened in it, you will get the picture. When you see the, like right now, you're just knitting with some string and you haven't seen the tapestry yet. And that's, there is a method to the madness, exactly. So I know, hey, Elf House folk, I love it. Hello, Tarak. All right, let's keep going. There's Gail from Hayward. There is a method to the madness. It's so organized. I love that you love organization. Method, hashtag method. Falcon House is in the house, Massachusetts. Monarch House in the house. This is so great. Oh, what'd she say here? But for some reason, my audio is not working. Sandy, I don't know. You might have to reboot your computer or go back out and come back in.
We're getting a few of those, Colette, I have to say. So the people that can't hear me right now can't hear this, but I'll type into the chat. But we are having I've gotten a few folks so that have had some issues. If you guys ever have trouble with Zoom, it's always good to come back out, come back in, mm-hmm. restart your computer maybe, make sure there's nothing else that could be using your microphone or your sound, yeah. That the only thing loaded is your Zoom, that's it. Don't have any other applications open. So,
Like you'll be surprised if your mail is open or if you are Facebook running in the background. Like I'm getting out of my Safari because sometimes it's run and then it's weird. So it should be okay if you go back in and come back in. And if you're having trouble on the computer, you just pick up your phone and dial the phone in and then you can watch, you can kind of just watch us while we're talking. Audio settings on Zoom too. Thanks, Gina Maria. Pat Burrows, Otter House. Hey.
One more thing on Zoom, if I could, Colette. We had some folks last week ask about this. Just as a reminder, the chat doesn't have to be available for you if you get distracted by the chat. Even Colette and I sometimes, Colette sometimes turns it off for herself. And if that's distracting for you, you don't have to have it open. We will, everything we talk about, we'll talk about here in this video in the room. So just know, do what you need to do for yourself to take care of yourself in that regard.
Yeah, like I love the webinars because I don't look at the chat, but right now we're just waiting till everybody comes. So, and we're going to leave the chat open. And then I turn the chat off so that I don't watch you guys. So just to let you know, those of you who wrote me a question in the main hall, because I'm an eager beaver and I wanted to answer them, they have been answered. So I can go over some of them with you guys because I think some of the pertinent questions that were there. But I thought, so tonight we're gonna start this way. we're going to start with a card, and then we're going to do the get on your bird meditation. Then I'm going to go through a list of housekeeping. Once we're all nice and calm, the housekeeping that lead mentors have wonderfully put together for me, for you guys. And then what we want to do is go through module one with you. This is not a course that can be done theoretically or just by reading. And you will really get that. Again, the first week is about, you know, getting yourself oriented. It usually takes us a whole week to get everybody in their houses, et cetera. So that's why we call it orientation week. And that's why you get your content and it overlaps with week two. And then you're going to start to recognize it's going to be like a tumbleweed. So we have taught this a number of times and have it so well organized. You've got to trust us that the way we ask you to post, some of the things that, you know, we want you to do, it's because it works. And so if you skip it, it doesn't work, because we know, because it didn't work a couple years ago. So you have to know, and trust me. And there are students that have come in here this year again, and they can tell you this is even more improved, and we improve it. Yes, my sweater goes with Doug's hair. Exactly. Yes. That's so funny. There's a real method to the madness. Thank you, Maria. Yes, from a person who wants to know. And yes, we have people here who are very, very, very method-y, and we've learned a lot from them. It is cold here. That's why I'm in an alpaca sweater. Okay. So, Doug, I'm going to, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to close the chat. The modules, Martin, where can you find the modules? The modules are all on the page. Actually, Doug, are you going to, can you want to tell them where the modules are? Do you want to?
Yeah, for the course itself, all the modules.
I've been asking.
Yeah, for sure. All the modules.
You guys haven't started yet.
You can find everything on oracleschool.com. So when you log into oracleschool.com with the username and password that you were given, if you haven't done it yet, I think you'll set that up and it'll take you right in. And then you'll see personal mastery underneath the Oracle School option. And as you complete each of the modules, be sure you mark them as complete. So as you watch a video, hit the completed button, mark as complete button. That'll take you right in and make sure you unlock the home play and the exercises and all the extra files there as well. So
we were pretty clear, you guys, that you shouldn't be doing your phones. So that, you know, if you have an iPad or a computer, it's much better. Phones are a little tough, although you can, and you can also print your materials. If you download them to your phone, you can print them. Yeah, so everything is, oh, yes, and everything is on audio. We may as well just go through this piece now while we're at it, and then we'll officially start by pulling a card. Why don't we go through the housekeeping rules before, or everything that's up, since that seems to be what's coming up for everybody right now. So here's a couple of things that I want to remind you guys. So there is audio. Everything that is done in here has a match to it. So everybody is happy. So for example, people on phones, if you have a hard time reading on a phone, I do. I hate reading on my phone, and I have a big fat iPhone. I listen. So everything that we've done has audio. So if you want to do the class in the car, right, you can listen in the car. I print everything. Like this module two is 30 pages or whatever, module one, same. So I print everything out in black and white. I have that too. So that if you, for example, you know, don't have great Wi-Fi, and you're finding the videos hard to watch, I have everything I've said basically summarized. We have a fantastic student who, you know, worked very diligently going through everything I said and taking out the highlights, etc. So they're a really well done reviews, so you understand. And you cannot skip the videos. That is the teaching piece that, you know, that's why there's so many pages. And that's why we say this is not a fluffy bunny course. There's a lot of content, but there's no rush. That's the other thing. So we really want to get you to relax you know, recognize that everything is here for you, right? And we have thought of everything. So for people who have phones, you have the audio files. For people who have a computer, you can download everything. You can read it on a computer. I have a huge computer. I have to see everything because I'm blind. So we thought of, like, what would it be like if somebody would have trouble with X? So Now, the other thing is you must check your email. If you have a Gmail account, you know, a couple of our students had got every single email. And by the way, we have a very expensive system that tells us if you've opened up your email or not. And when we send you something, it tells us, you know, when you do, if you don't, if you just ignore it or whatever. And then we recognize, oh, these students have not opened one email. They have a Gmail account. So in Gmail, you have to check something called a promotion. They Gmail changed everything and they lump emails together if it appears to come from a promotional source. So one of the students had every single email we've ever sent her. She kept complaining she wasn't getting emails and we could prove to her. So she went in and saw that, right? So that may also be something you want to check. Is always check your junk mail and make sure do a search in Gmail. Exactly. Exactly. Make sure your device is not on mute. Exactly. And you can turn up your own volume. So we're not in Mercury retrograde yet, but you know, we'll get the hang of it. And remember, it's good to test this out before you come on the call. You know, test your Zoom, play around with it. You have your own account. Yeah, well, for Venus retrograde, exactly, but that makes us go deep. Yeah, so, and they create a filter for the emails to go in the, exactly. Yeah, so everybody's different, but we know kind of, this is kind of across the board what's going on. So the other piece is that's really important, and because I know that some people are really eager, and I'll be honest, I'm one of those people that likes to skip ahead. And to my detriment, I've studied with this at the Resonance Academy, and they actually had a system where they forced me to watch the videos and I had to mark them as complete. I could not move on unless I completed it, and they track you. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I was very frustrated with that. And I was like, I want my downloads right away. I want my PDFs now. And I didn't really understand the material. So when I really look back on it, and I almost had to quit because halfway through the course, everybody else knew what was happening. I didn't. So I took this to heart and we created this system based on my personality, because if I'm an ADHD person and I'm all over the map and I have these genius ideas and I don't know where to put them and I'm not organized, we needed to be hyper organized for the really organized people. We needed to slow it down. And if I wanted to teach people something the way I learned from that other school, then I had to make sure that person watched it from the beginning to the end so that you know what we're talking about. And I will tell you that this is fantastic, especially, right? So you can go back and take notes. Exactly. Thank you, Robin. Exactly. We needed the structure. And here's why we need a structure. This is intuitive work. Intuitive work needs a fluid structure. It needs a container. And then you need to be able to play around within that container. And yes, we do sound a little tough in the very beginning in the first week because we want you to get used to the structure. And we don't want to feel like your wings are being clipped or that we're somehow preventing your curiosity because we're being too strict. It's to show you the container. Like we're saying, hey, guess what? These are the parameters, guys. And then you can get, so at each week, each day, things get a little bit better. Yes, Doug. You need to turn on.
Sorry, I'm muting myself. I kept hitting the wrong key. I want to talk about the fact that there's another piece to this, which is slowing down a little bit.
Yes.
The structure causes us to slow down. And there is you'll hear Colette talk about conscious disruption and disrupting our process. You know, we go through life often on just auto drive, right? Autopilot. Mm-hmm. And what this structure does is it kind of, and also, by the way, we think we know the answers to things. Our brain, yes, a lot of times thinks we know the answers to things. Oh yeah, no, I get it. I've done this before. Oh no, I understand. Mm-hmm. But the we that we are in this moment that is right now doesn't know what it needs to know about the content that's being presented, because mm-hmm. every moment we're evolving. So the me that is me right now, as I approach this new content, even if it may be familiar, and I have to tell you, I've spent this past week going over module one, just like you guys did too. I wanted to go back through it in preparation for our call. And one of the things I realized is I had ahas for myself. And
me too.
I've been this for the beginning. So you think about that structure is there to slow our brain down, to get us off of autopilot a little bit, and to remind us exactly what was said in the call, Jen, beginner mind, right? To just come back to that space and let us have a little bit of space to breathe and let our brain realize, oh, I don't have to know all the things right now. I can just go into it slowly.
I love what Lynette says. Lynette, you are my twin because I binge read. I read 4 books a month. And I am always learning. I take courses. I am always on the, you know, that's where I am. I'm at the edge out there, the fringe with, you know, I'm a science nerd. I'm always working with those guys. And so I understand that, you know, that need to learn and like to binge learn. But I'm going to tell you something. What I know about this course, you can't binge learn this because it's experiential. There's a difference. I binge learn intellectual content because I need to, because I need a stimulation. So I know you're like that. And I'm calling you down here because won't let you go to Books a Million anymore, Carol. Well, you can tell, you should see my, oh my God, I'm afraid to look at how many I buy. Less overwhelming by not releasing the home play. Exactly, right? So I know some of you are like this. I know you're like this, right? You binge learn, exactly. But this isn't going to work in this course because you can't learn this course intellectually. And so for you, and trust me, I am that way. But I've been doing this for over 32 years full-time, or 31 and a half years absolute full-time as my profession. So I know about learning. And Doug, that's his specialty, is he's remember the chief wizard of learning and development. So this is so important to remember that we structured this and continue to make it better to help your learning experience, because we know this cannot be learned intellectually and you can't binge it. Trust me. I am the queen of binging of the mind. Doug, you know, my husband says, are you reading again? What book is that? Quantum physics? What? I said, can I read you something? He goes, no. Because this applies to intuition, right? Anyway.
Yeah. So, one of the things let me just say one thing real quick, Colette, too, on the, there's a level of excitement that we have too at the beginning of the experience, and a level of excitement about the course. And that's fabulous and wonderful. And we want to harness that. And we want to find our grounded center in the course too. Right. So one of the things that we'll try and do, and this is really hard, especially when you're on a new, you know, when you're here in the calls with Colette and I, and all the chat gets going and we all get excited to talk about everything. But just know, as the excitement kind of finds you, it's never, one of the things we know about spirit is it's never either or, it's often both and.
Okay.
It's about having this excitement that's pulling us to learn and to be excited in this grounded center that comes in our core that pulls us down and anchors it. So holding these two things together, that both can be true, the excitement and the passion and the grounded center that lets us go through this step-by-step process.
Now, Kathy mentioned something. She said, I watch all the videos on Monday so I can get the home play. Then I go back and rewatch the videos like 3 times. Hey, there's nothing wrong with doing that as long as you're watching them 3 times because it doesn't sink in right away, right? But if you have that, if you have the freedom to do that, that's what I would do. I would watch them all and then I would go over them with my pen and my journal because it needs time to sink in. That's why we slow you down. So, you know, whatever works for you, we just don't want you to rush this. Like, I know people are like, what? I've done it now. Like, what do I do now? No, I need to pull that daily card, pull that, you know, spend time, look at it. And then I've got a bunch of things to talk about that. Oh my God, look, my messages are here. So, okay. So I'm going to actually at this second now, I'm going to, I need to do an anchor card. Yes, perfect. Where is it that said, I feel very scattered? I have felt very scattered. Okay, perfect. This is a really good post to talk about. I'm going to read this out loud. Information on what to do is spread out purposely, just so you know, but it's okay because if how you need to, I made a list of what I need to do daily, like anchor card and questions, perfect. Home play for the week, perfect. Meditation journal, perfect. Videos. But I still feel like I'm missing something. You're not missing anything. It's the doing of it. Here's what you're missing, honey. The list needs to be experienced. And you experience it one day at a time. So let's go through, because we could be like, I'm very excited. I love you guys. I cannot tell you how much I love you. And it's Storm. Go ahead.
Well, one thing I want to remind us that we wanted to do Get on the Bird to start us off tonight.
And
okay, great. What and then think? I have, I'll let you do this.
And, yeah, I want to do this. And then I want to actually start I want to go through the housekeeping.
Perfect.
Then I want to do a card. Then we're going to do Get on Your Bird. Then we're going to go.
I love it.
Okay, great. All right. I have a system. Okay. So right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut down the chat and I'm not letting anybody talk just yet. Okay. So I'm going to turn it off for a second. And I'm going to go like this. We are magical. Okay. Whoo. So we compiled a list of what we saw that was really important for you guys to be supported with. Okay. So I'm going to go through them again and just remember this. Nobody is behind ever in Oracle School. We have plenty of time. This entire course is done every 24 hours. It isn't done week by week. It's done hour by hour within one day structure. So everything that we teach is a 24-hour compartment. You need to relax into that and not worry about what you're going to learn next because everything that we are teaching you is built on the one before. Okay, so the first thing that we have noticed that you need to know about, and you'll be all very happy, and that is your Get on Your Bird meditation. Although Doug and I are going to do it every time, right? Every Tuesday we're going to do a Get on Your Bird with you, but you have a beautiful meditation, and it's hyper important that you learn this to use it every day or to use it anytime you feel stressed out. And that is now on your Module 1. Doug, do you want to say where it is again under lessons and exercises?
Yeah, so once you complete Module 1, and remember I said earlier you want to mark those videos as complete, once you've marked them all as complete, you can click the final object, which is lessons and meditations and exercises and meditations, and it'll be in there at the bottom of that page. You'll be able to download or play this the Get on Your Bird meditation.
That's right. Okay, good. So you have that now, and you can listen to it. Anytime you want. We didn't put it up right away for a reason because again, week one is everybody's flapping around. Some people like get right in there. Even the students from last year got flappy. So we know that. We know week one is the one you need a hug and we need you to not take anything personally. And we just get used to this weird place that we landed in that's supposed to be Facebook and it isn't. What does it mean? And we know that 20% of the students have opted out to do it at home with no Facebook. So you got to know that this first week is like getting to know you. Like it's not, do not panic, okay? All right, now, we know the Get on Your Bird is very important. We're going to explain it to you later. So here's the other thing. I would love it if every day you check in to the main hall to see if I've written a note for you. Now, your mentors or lead mentors are going to post something because I tell them that I've posted something for you. Don't skip those. Those are really important. As a matter of fact, if you haven't read them, I want you to go back this week and read them. There's a lot of reading in this course. It really is. And if you have a computer, even better because it's bigger print. And if you don't, well, you can go through your phone, but that is your last resort is your phone. Okay, so blah, blah, blah. Okay, now, the cards, let's talk about posting guidelines. Your first card is always the right card. And that's the other thing I want you to get used to this week. And I know it sounds like, why is she only focusing on one card? Because you need to get used to what that means. That the card that you choose, that card is going to answer a question that you ask. The average question that you're going to be asking in the very beginning is, what do I need to know today for my highest good? Say, for example, you got soulmates in reverse and it didn't make any sense to you because it's like, what? That means nothing to me right now. So you pull another card and that card makes more sense to you because that's actually happened. What we'd rather you do is sit there. And that this is like, could be anybody, by the way. It doesn't mean it's one person in particular in case you picked it. Don't think I'm talking about you because people do and that's not what's happening. Okay. So you go, I don't like that card. So instead of sitting with it and percolating, what could it mean? Because you're actually focused on your work, but maybe your sister and you have been squabbling. And so the card is going to reflect what is most dominant in your energy or environment. So you think you're looking for one thing and it's going, yeah, but that thing over there is more important. That's the energy you need to be looking at. In order to stay in alignment with your highest good, sometimes the cards show you things that don't make sense right away. And that's okay. That's what we say, that's interesting. And we allow it instead of the automatic mind has an immediate response that thinks it's got to match what's in your head or what you think is your environment. Remember, you are only capable of so much understanding of your world intellectually, even emotionally. But what the cards do is they are like a magic mirror. They show you you, but they also show you like the Buddha behind me and the picture behind me with the eyes and everything that I can't see looking forward. My little art projects, everything. They show you everything. They don't just show you what you're looking for. And that is something that it takes getting used to. So that's why we say that you must ask a question before you pull the card, right? It's not, you don't just randomly pull a card. Now, some people have in the past, but that's not what we do here. So the one card, which is, we call it the anchor card because it anchors the subject. It's like you're in a boat, you drop the anchor, and now you can look around going, whoa, what is this talking about? It said something about that, but if I look over there, I don't see it. But if I look over there, oh, now I know why it's asking me to look at that, because I could get sidelined by that thing because I haven't dealt with it. And that's why the cards work like that. They are a mirror. They are also a flashlight. So they will look at your wound, the thing that you're trying to escape or you don't want to see. They are also a GPS. They're going to help you understand where you are and where you're heading and where you've been. They're also going to be a map. They're going to show you kind of like the terrain, right? They're going to show you. So what did I say thing? It was it's a mirror. It's a Jeep. Oh yeah. It's a conversation. Yes. It's phone. It's like ET phone home. You get to talk to spirit. You get to talk to the conscious universe. You can talk to Jesus. You can talk to anybody with the cards. It's like, hello, what is my highest good? You know, and you pray and you meditate and all that. So this is a multi-purpose experience that you're having. So don't rush it. And the other thing is we do rush everything. We don't. We are moving at such a high velocity. We do not stop and smell the roses or the poop or whatever it is that we're supposed to be smelling because it was important. Because we are only looking for what we expect. And that is what is, and I will go a little nerdy on you guys. And you will learn this if you go into level two, if you go to the next thing at the end, you'll learn it in another class. But there's something in our brain called the reticular activating system of the brain. And what that does, its function is to take what your subconscious has held with that has high emotional value. Unfortunately, stress has high emotional value, like negative things and things. So it's looking in the world for proof that what it believes, what you have gone over and over and over in your head is true. So it's going to take your eyeballs and it's going to go like this and it won't let you look anywhere else because that's not how we're made. So what we do working with oracles, divination is to circumvent that. We step over that and we go, what else is possible for me? I know that's the pattern. I know that's the expectation. I know that's the subconscious and I know that's the memory. But yes, go ahead, Doug.
Well, we have a question that's come in about this. Sorry, you froze for just a second. It says, Deborah's asking, when doing the daily anchor question three, what is this telling me about my environment? How does, can you explain that question just a little bit more? She's struggling to understand that specific question.
Yeah, I'll actually do it by pulling a card. All right. So yeah. I'll just pull a card. So I know what's going on in my environment, but it'll be very interesting. So I'll just pull a card to reflect my environment right now. Ha ha ha. I love this. Okay. You can't make this shit up.
You can't make this shit up. I knew that was coming.
So it's by the book. Right now, what we are doing in my environment, we have talked all afternoon about structure. why structure is good. I spent hours with the lead mentors this afternoon going back and forth about the structure and how important structure is. And so the environment of me this afternoon was organization, right? It was organized, which is so true. So if I got this card and I'll say, does this apply to my environment? It also applied to my conversations. It also applied to my resistance too, by the way. Today, I had some resistance around this, like, you know, stand up straight. And I was doing a photo shoot. It was like, you know, you get what I'm saying. So, but the environment represents where you are and your surrounding, the energy that influences you is in your environment. Let's see if she answered you, because I'd love to have a conversation about that. No, okay.
Yeah, no answer yet. But I think that's exactly what, I mean, it really is. It's about getting an insight. The anchor card is about what do I need to know from my high school, but it could be about your relationships. It could be about your environment. It could be about whatever's happening in your day, but it's about being open to all of those aspects of what the anchor card needs to tell you. I love the way you said it too, Colette. It's like the vantage point when we yeah. like, it's like when you drop an anchor in the ocean, you can look around from there. I love that.
Now, speaking of which, the anchor, I have an entire webinar on this. And if you have not watched the three bonus webinars, which were Oracle Cards 101, Oracle Cards 2.0, and Oracle Cards 3.0, I always mix them up. You must watch those bonus videos because those are webinars that I taught. I have never taught it so well as when I taught it in those workshops. So please watch them and you'll understand this anchor card stuff. That's why they were there for you to watch in the first week. So there was lots to do. And don't worry if you didn't do it. You now know you have to do it because it's going to be really important. Okay. Now let's do the next one. So remember I mentioned that things are 24 hours. That's really key that you remember when you pull a card, it's not for tomorrow. It's like, for example, today we got a new puppy and we didn't get the puppy yet. But it was like all these like things that came up and my husband pulled a never ending story. Now we have had a never ending story that we have told. Our narrative was that all our dogs are always sick, which is true. And I have said that. I always adopt sick animals. This is how I've always said it. And I said to myself when we looked at Banky is her name, that, you know, this one's not going to be sick because we've lost three dogs. It's like, and I'm like, I don't want to do that narrative anymore. So my husband was scared right away. He went, never any story. Does that mean we're going to have another one? I'm like, no, it's an opportunity for us to tell a different story. That if we continue telling the same story, we're going to get the same result. So I just need to give you that as an explanation of how a card can come up, you know, that represents, you know, like, tell me about the dog. And then you make an assumption that you are talking about what's going to happen down the road when it's really reflecting your belief system in the moment. And that's why we teach in 24-hour segments. Because you start to realize how you're building a story in motion. Now, this brings me to bring up another point. Somebody asked on the main hall about the cards. I think there was a three-card reading, and I'm not sure if she's referring to the next module or the where it is in the end of module one. But here's the deal. Every time you pull more than one card, and by the way, unless you are told to pull more than one card in the actual content, don't. Like, don't do it because that's the next thing you're going to learn. We're teaching it to you piecemeal on purpose. Like, even if you, we have professional readers that are in this course that have taken this course before, by the way, that have told me that that has changed the way they see things because I made them slow down and do it this way, one tiny bit, step at a time. So if you are looking at something in motion, it means that, so let's say your anchor is here, you can see 360 degrees. You can see where you've come from. That's a motion, right? And you've come to here. Something moved, right? You've moved. Your story has moved. And then you're seeing where your story potentially can move. So this is why we say that we are stories in motion. There is no such thing as absolute determinism, and there is no such thing as a person who doesn't change. There's no such thing as permanence or even certainty in the way that because everything is evolving all the time, including you. And that's another reason why this course works extraordinarily well, to put you in a new course for yourself and to get you really clearly manifesting for yourself the things that you have been elusive to. You don't understand why it doesn't work. It's because we are showing you this new system of seeing yourself as part of this moving story. Doug, do you want to add anything to that?
The only thing I will add is that I think we're getting a lot of people asking questions that I'm responding to about, you know, other readings or other questions I can ask. That there will be lots of time for other questions.
Oh God, you have no idea how many questions.
So yeah,
you're like, God, you want to lie down.
So I would say stay focused for right now on what we're doing. This week, for example, we have Anchor Card and the Becoming Reading. In the Becoming Reading, we have you sit with for a couple of weeks. If you've already gotten into Module 2, you'll see we refer back to it in Module 2. Yeah. We're not giving you something new there to do. So just kind of be with what we're with the process a little bit in that regard. I do want to make one comment because I've had a lot of questions come in. All the bonus videos that Colette's talked about, they're in Module 0 on the Oracle School website. So when you log in, they're all there.
There's so many.
Module 0, you've got them all right there.
And Module 0 is going to keep you busy, and you will love everything that we have in there for you. And those of you who were here last year, you know I have redone every single video in the school. So it's brand new for everyone. And the bonus videos are those three really important apps, like super important webinars that are in there for you to watch about the Anchor Card and about reversals and like in depth, right? So really help you with this course if you do that. So now the next one, right, you have to trust that the card you pulled has meaning whether you like it or not. Okay, so, and that's the hardest thing to do. Like I said to Mark, I want to put that card back. That's what I said. And he goes, we both laughed. He said, like, well, what does it really reflect? And I said, it reflects the fact that we have to change our story around adopting a puppy or a dog. This dog does not have to come sick like every other dog has. Okay, so same thing with you, right? You're seeing it. Does it reflect you? Do you need to change something? Do you need to course correct? Your one card alone in one day will tell you more about yourself than any other card. Now, the jumpers we're not touching yet. Okay, so we didn't touch them in Module 1. So we asked you to put them back in. We don't want to do jumpers right now. So right now, remember we're here for 2 months together, right? And some of you will be here for 8 months. So remember that there's no rush here. We want you to feel this, seriously feel it, and don't rush or skip by it, because then you won't have the experience we need you to have integrated into your body. Okay. Okay, so here's the other thing.
Can I add one question, yep. Colette, on the anchor? People are just asking with Woto, because obviously upright, we have multiple meanings or multiple interpretations in the guidebook. Any guidance on what to read and how to do that? I mean,
I read all of them. Yeah. I read all of them because there could be a sentence that I read every single one of them except the protection message if the card is upright, only because there could be a sentence in the prosperity section that makes really a lot of sense to me in the relationship section. And while you're getting to know the deck, that guidebook is golden. You know, always use your guidebook. Okay, so the other one here is about your journal is your dumping ground. So Facebook is not, I don't want to call it Facebook. I'm going to say that our houses live on Facebook, but they are not like Facebook. And it's hard to remember that when you might be posting in one of the other, you know, places you like to go and you like to tell stories and you like to explain yourself or you want to tell a story about how, you know, the never ending story, for example, and you want to talk and you're soliciting without even knowing it, sometimes soliciting people's, you know, empathy or whatever. Most people are empaths in our school. So we don't allow that because we want to keep the energy really clean. So if you are really super stressed about something, you need to write that out in your journal. That's what we call the dump, is the journal. That's the grit. Like, wow, this thing really happened. I really feel sad about this and I'm really conflicted about this. And then you've pulled a card. Oh, the card is reflecting this. This is how I could change this. And then you put that in the room. Wow, you guys, I had an epiphany. I had this situation, and you only share it in a general way. It's nobody's business, your deep story. It's no one's business. You get to keep that sacred for you. You don't have to. No one is obliging you to tell us everything. What was better for everyone is if you could say, you know, I came through this. This was really painful for me, but the card showed me this, and I get it now. This is what I have to do. And that is really helping yourself, but also as a result of doing that, you end up helping everybody else anyway. So that's kind of the piece for those of you who are like dying to go in there and give advice. This is the way you can really help yourself and others, is by sharing your pearl in the room. Next, it's a big long list. Okay. So the still doing okay. Reminder of the best results. I did that one. Oh yes. So when you post, what's really key too is to write out your question first, or even if you just want to do it in your journal, like make sure you know what your question is. Don't just jump at it. Be clear, slow down. And again, you're going to get a whole whack more questions in, like, especially in module 3, it's thick, it's big, but we have to have you understand that this is a course, not just on learning cards, which you are, but it's a course on co-creating reality. So this second module is all about understanding the laws of the universe and how they work with what you're doing. And that takes a bit to also settle in and kind of figure that out and then look at your becoming spread, because that starts to make a lot more sense. You could journal on that becoming spread and your synchronicity timeline for 2 whole weeks if you slow down and allow yourself to really tune in to more information for yourself. Okay. Next thing is, so stay out of your story, share the pearl, post in line with the current module's home plate. Yeah, that's the other thing. So whatever content you're working with, that's what you should be posting about, right? And nothing beyond that. So technical problems are always to Jill@ColetteBaronReed.com. So don't ask questions in your houses about that, because they're just going to erase your post. And that's the other thing. Never take it personally, especially in the beginning. How do you know? You might do something that was completely innocent to you because you do it all the time on your page, but it's a no-no in here for our guidelines. So please reread the sharing guidelines and don't be scared to post, because if we take it down, who cares? We'll ask you to do it again in a different way and then we'll say, yay, you. So this is not a place to get feeling like, oh my God, I did something wrong. You didn't. It's you just didn't learn it 100% yet. That's all. Okay, so what does open posting truly mean? Because we got questions here. Open posting means that you can post your card and comment on other posts. It's important when commenting on your classmates' posts that you're witnessing their posts, like short and sweet, like, wow, that really helped me. Or like, I relate to that. So there's no crosstalk. In other words, you don't go in there and say, hey, I know how you can fix that. That would get erased, bambo. Like, we don't allow that. We don't give advice. We support. We just go, yes. And we say, I identified with that, and here's why. You can say that. So words are awesome, great, nice, love it. Even I can relate. We want to share the adventure while staying in our lane by not mentoring or offering opinions. And we want to know what staying in my lane means. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I just had a comment from a mentor as well in the chat. I think it's really important. It's kind of like this. When someone shares their card, let's just remember that it's their card. And unless they're specifically asking the mentor for support, it's not a place for any of the rest of us to comment on what our view of that card means. It might be really, we might often want to do that and to kind of test out our muscles and our knowledge, but that's not the place to do that in the forum, just as a reminder.
Yeah, and listen, guys, it does sound like we're telling you about what not to do, but it's because we're teaching you something new to do. So, we love you. So we're not doing it to make you feel bad or whatever. We're really just trying to help you understand how our sharing guidelines actually work, and also to curtail. And here's another thing. It is the easiest thing for people who are empaths and healer types to want to help other people, but that's an avoidance tactic. We avoid ourselves when we are showing somebody else that we know what's good for them. And that is a natural thing. And 90% of us in this course are healers, are healer types that feel that I have something to offer other people. But we're asking you to do this for you. So because that's how we avoid ourselves, is by, I helped somebody today. It was so amazing. I felt so fabulous, blah, 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 blah. Oh yeah, I have that story. Oh, never mind. I'm gonna help somebody else. I know what I can do for you. We get high on that. And that's what we're actually putting a stopper on in here. So you can feel that sensitivity, vulnerability, and that epiphany for you. It's a different way to preach, mama.
Preach.
Okay. So now there's another one here. Yeah, mentors are there to mentor. So we know that. We're going to leave the mentoring to the mentors. And they are very well trained, by the way, you guys. So very well trained and picked, hand-picked. Is the card pulled for the Friday post also the anchor card for the day? The Friday card post is nothing to do with anything. Your anchor card for the day is always yours. The Friday, we do that to sort of lighten things up. Like, what's a Friday post? And the mentor will post that. That does not take the place of your anchor card. Your personal card is your personal card. Becoming spread. So the becoming spread will tell you about who you want to become. And those sections of that reading are very well defined for you. It's that you need to relax into it. And I'm gonna look it up here in all the papers I have.
Yeah, I have it here on the screen too, Colette, if you want me to give you the questions.
Yeah, what aspect of my becoming needs the most healing? So let's first talk about the word becoming. Yeah, thank you. If you don't mind doing that, that'd be great. So you come to Oracle School because you know that you could be something more, because you know that you could create a different life for yourself, because you might have talents and skills and you want to help people, because that's the end goal here, is that you end up so empowered that you're comfortable and grounded and you have real wisdom to share with people. That's what we hope for you, because it's to choose your unique, authentic, inspired life, to co-create that with spirit, with the universe, and help others do the same. That is our end goal. So we need to know who we want to become, because we're not that person now. We may have all the parts, and that person that we want to become is already available to us, but we can't turn it on. It's like gene expression. You know, you might have to change your thinking to turn on a different genetic code, because genes turn on and off. And that's kind of what we're looking at here, is allowing ourselves to be in a process of change, right? Remember, we took you from the little pot and make you into a bigger pot. So here, the what aspect of my becoming needs the most healing? So I'm just gonna pull a card for the hell of it. Yeah, that was so true for me. So higher power I just chose that card for me. And actually, interestingly enough, because I see myself having become the person I've always wanted to be. And the truth is that the only way I could become this was to have a conscious contact and a relationship with a higher power that loved me, that didn't see me. I was raised Christian. I found out I was Jewish, but I don't know anything about Judaism, but I'm more, you know, I was raised in the church. I love the church. I love Jesus, but you know, some religions say what we do here with cards and stuff is bad, but that came from the goddess culture. So I had a really whacked up idea about religion and God, etc. And it's true, I had to have a different relationship with my higher power in order to become who I am for you. So this was very accurate for me. So that's the kind of thing you think about, like, oh yeah, what needs the most healing? And it constantly needs the most healing for me, is to trust that everyone has a right to their own conscious relationship to their higher power the way they see fit. And so that's also a really important piece. So, and that's what I just did for that. So then you would pick a card for you, and then you'd sit there and go like, ooh, what does it mean that I need the most healing here? Yeah. And then you just write, and you need a good week to write in your journal about this. Like, don't write about it just one shot. Think about it. 2 weeks to do this. What aspect of my healing needs the most encouragement, right? So let's say mine was higher power. My most, regeneration is to build something brand new. That's a really good example of that. So that would make a lot of sense to me, is that that needs the most encouragement, to trust that whatever died in the past, my vision of things, my perspective, has become born again. Not that I'm a born again Christian, but it's like my vision of the universe and God and the goddess and, you know, just conscious universe has evolved. So that would need the most encouragement. So I'm just using that as an example. What aspect of my healing needs the most effort? How much work do you need to put on something? Oh, I love this. Oh my God. Okay, wait, you guys, this is so good, because I think this applies to all of us. The observer, which means don't take this world personally, right? So are you taking everything personally? Like, is the world about you? No. That's the detachment that so it would say that needs the most effort is to stay detached. And I do think this is very much like having your own relationship to a conscious universe. Number one, regeneration is allowing your life to take whatever needs to die and allow the rebirth. And then staying in that neutral observer. And then the last one, what aspect of my past story is the biggest obstacle to my becoming? Well, that's interesting. Let's see what it says about me. But usually I'm representing all of you. So let's just say for all of us in general, what would that be that we would all share in common? Right. Oh my God. Okay. What aspect of my past story is the biggest obstacle to my becoming? And it says not for you. So that's all about repeating the same story over and over again, expecting a different result. In other words, like thinking that we could change somebody when we can't. Assuming that we have certain power or things which we don't. And that's the idea too, that we don't know how to say no, set proper boundaries with people because we're too scared or we're overly aggressive about them, etc. So it's so interesting that not for you is really about boundaries. So perhaps these things that I said tonight could also apply to you, but I just wanted to show you. And then I would sit there and I would write and write and write over each one. And then you see how the patterns come together and they take time. So percolate on them. Just don't put one sentence there. Really sit with it. Doug? No? Okay.
Nope. I don't have anything to, everything's good. Well, do have a couple of questions on anchor cards that people are asking about, which is around course correction and recurring cards. So point we want to talk about week one content. That's where that's going to come in.
Okay, let's do that in a second. I'm not finished with this.
Yeah, perfect. Keep going.
Okay, perfect. So we want to talk about the hashtags now. So why do we have them? Well, first of all, hashtags are fantastic. And for those people who are returning, we didn't have them last year. It's new. It's a way to help sort out when you want to look at what mentors have said to other people. All you have to do is search hashtag mentor. And then all the posts the mentors mentor people on will show up for you so you could learn. That's awesome. So that's the one you need to memorize, hashtag mentor. That's when you share and you want somebody to come and mentor you. And that means any one of the mentors can come and they have permission from you right by you saying hashtag mentor. But that you did not give permission to your fellow students to mentor you. Okay, that's the other thing. Nobody gets to mentor you but the mentors. But they will within 24 hours take a look at that and tell you their experience, strength, and hope around your question or your situation. The other thing you want to know about is hashtag question. So hashtag question is really important too. Why? Because if you have a question you want answered, you want something answered. It can't be a tech question because that's for Jill. But if you want to know something about the module or about the exercise or learn a little bit more, then you go hashtag question. And then one of the mentors will be able to answer you. But it's only that's, so when there's a hashtag question or mentor, only the mentors talk to you. The next thing is, there's other tags like hashtag share. I want to share my post with the house. So you're saying, I just want to share. I just want to share this thing. This is all I'm doing is sharing. And your friends in the room can go, hey, cool. I really identify with that. That's really great. So when you're just sharing, now, is everybody going to use the hashtags all the time? Maybe you won't. But the one hashtag that's your number one important hashtag is your hashtag mentor. If you don't learn anything else but that hashtag, that's fine. But the other ones are fun and they're ways for you to have fun. And I know a lot of the houses are doing well with this. So hashtag pearl. Oh my God, I had the biggest epiphany. Guys want to hear this? So if somebody goes, ooh, what did they learn? So when you have all the epiphanies, am I on, Doug? Okay. When you have all the epiphanies going on, you want to see them all in a row. Like what were people aha's? That's why we say hashtag pearl. I love this one. Hashtag, wow, this blew me away. I don't know. Anyway, in each one of your houses is a list that your mentors have put up so that that explains those hashtags. So just reread them again. So just in short, have a review this week of the sharing guidelines. Have a review this week of module zero with all the bonus content. Listen to the Get On Your Bird meditation, which is in the module one at the very end, underneath. In the meditations, which says mediations, by the way, I'm like, wow, that's not right. And underneath the sound of the sun meditation will be get on your bird. That's it for me here. So let's kind of regroup for the next half hour. Doug, let's just clean up the questions, and I'd like to pull a card for everybody tonight.
Yeah, so we had a couple of, there's been some conversations in the chat, in the houses rather, that the mentor raised about course correcting. I want to read just a couple of them.
Yes.
You know, if they received a card in protection, the questions were, do I need to course correct? Or, you know, is it, what the bit of confusion is does that always mean I need to course correct? Someone had the same thing, 3 out of their 4 cards for the becoming spread were protection. So, that was kind of the same kind of question around course correcting and protection cards.
Sure. So again, I really want you to watch the videos that I have for you in module 0, because they explain all that there about the cards and course correction. You know, if there's a course correction, that's the thing. If you're seeing that you're back in your dirty diaper, not that, you know what I'm saying? Like if I'm crap, I'm thinking about that again. I'm feeling like this. I'm running through my head and the cards are going, ooh, check it out, right? Like I'll be like, oh yeah, okay. So what do I need to do to change this? You would say to yourself, for example. But it becomes very obvious to you. So protection cards are not always cards to show you that you have to course correct. Sometimes, like take an action to change something. Sometimes it's just your thinking, that the course correction is more about how you view yourself and what story you tell. So that's a very subtle and gentle thing. But it's different every time. Just because you get a protection card doesn't mean you actually have to do anything. It means that you need to look deeper at the situation. It's not the opposite of the upright card. It tells you something that's important so that you don't hurt yourself, right? That's the other thing. That's why it's protection. It's like, ooh, we don't want you to fall down there. We're like, hey, you better look at this. So it's kind of built in. The course correction is built in a way, about how you see yourself. Okay. So is there other ones, Doug?
Yeah. One more, which was on recurring cards. So if I've gotten the same card like 3 days in a row in my anchor card,
what do you think it means? Yeah. Right. So that's the question that we ask you. Wow. Isn't that interesting? And that's going to be your motto all the next 2 months. That's what you say over and over again. That's interesting. That's a curious thing that card came up every single day for me. Like, for example, somebody wrote, it's a good one to look at in the main hall. I did answer it, that they got Yang for their obstacle. And then they decided to pull a card again, put it back and pull it in and count Yang again. So, that represented that person may have had a really easy time of it, pushing forward and being assertive and having all the energy to go when they not so good with settling down and slowing down and surrendering, et cetera. So you can see a card can be an obstacle and it could be in a different position. It could mean something else. So I think I just went a teeny bit off topic there, but we're waiting each week you're getting something new. Okay. Anything else, Doug?
There's a couple more coming in. I haven't had a chance to take a look at them and I'll respond.
Okay, we're not going to right now. Yeah. So don't ask any more questions at the moment if you can. So Doug, do you want to pull a card for everybody tonight? And then we're going to do Get on Your Bird.
Yeah, for sure. So, do you want to, let's see, just kind of open up here and see what we come up with. What do we all need? What's for our kind of our highest good tonight? Ah, I love it. It's my favorite card in the whole deck.
A leg up. Yes. Trusting that the leg up is there for you and trusting that you can get help and this course is here to help you and that all the help you need has been thought about and it's there. It's just for you and you're not behind and it's all good and it's a different way of learning and it takes a minute to get into the groove of this and you just have to give yourself permission and allow yourself a little time to sink into this. We've done this before.
Yeah.
So this is our fourth time teaching this course in this various form. So we worked out all the bugs, I'm telling you. And actually, no, we've done 3 other ones too. So that's maybe 7? Because we did 3 shared wisdoms. So yeah, we've taught a lot of this. Okay, so let's take a breath. And I'm going to do a traditional version of Get on Your Bird for everybody tonight. I have to be honest, I was feeling a little stressed before the call. I really want this to be good for you. And we knew we had a lot of things that were still kind of, you know, first week. And we know that it's just a matter of just breathing and settling in. So I'd like you to just, if you could, imagine the last moment that you had that was very stressful. Because the reason why I want to place you first in an environment, and it's the one that's most natural for you to go to. I will tell you what mine is like. When I feel stressed, my whole chest and back, it's knotted. And I have a hard time breathing and I'm mad. Or like, it's like, I feel like I'm in a vice grip. That's the physical feeling that I have. Like, it's not going well. I try to control it, blah, 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 blah. So my stress is and then I get very fearful. So it's anxious and fearful. So if I were to describe three adjectives to describe my stressful place is I'm going too fast. So I feel overwhelmed. I'm anxious. And I hold the stress in my body. So I want you to come up with those three scenarios too. Now, we can open the chat for this. If you want to write them down, it's actually really good too. So I'm going to allow everybody. So just because everybody's different. You might go into anger, lost. When you're stressed out, what happens? So the chat's open. I just love to hear from scatterbrain, Christine, exactly. Hold it in your jaw, Colby, I do too. Anxious, angry, and frustrated. Okay, frustrated, distracted, tense, angry, stuck, embarrassed. Oh, how interesting. My chest is tight, I feel trapped. Okay, great. Woo, all right, guys. So this is going to be, I love it, lots of complaining. At least you're honest. I know I want to like blame somebody or something. Okay, look at that. Look at how everybody's a little different, right? And I want to eat my fridge. I do. I want to eat everything that's like short temper of the others. Okay, so I'm going to press squirrel brain. Ruby says too. Okay, so now I'm going to turn the chat off. And you can't see a chat, right, Doug? Allow attendees? No, nobody gets a chat now. Okay, stop. Perfect. The last one was throat constricts, unworthy, can't breathe, ice cream. Yes, I love that. That's where I go too. Hope constricts, unworthy, I can't breathe, let's eat. So let's have the pie, the whole pie. I totally get it. All right, so we're going to start there. So if those things that you wrote down was a temporary environment that you inhabited, just close your eyes and just let that place show up for you. And I'll just tell you mine, I'm in a sewer. And it's so gross. So just let it be a place and recognize that you're not the place. I know I'm not the sewer. Some of you might find yourself. And don't worry if you can't see anything. Just, you'll know a story, you can say, ask yourself, okay, so if that was a place, what would it look like? Like you'd be telling a story. Like I began in a dirty sewer or something, or like I began in an enchanted forest that was all the trees had been burnt to the ground. You might see that. So again, seeing is not as important as knowing the story. Now really get the understanding that because those feelings were in your body and they were feelings, now you're looking at a place. So be really clear about you being the looker, you being the observer of the place. So you want to get a teeny weeny bit of distance. You still don't want to stay there. Because I'm showing you a step-by-step process to get out of stress. Now, you need something to rescue you, which is fine. Because a beautiful winged creature is going to show up right now. Pay attention to what it looks like. And get on its back. And allow it to take you high, high in the sky until all you see is the most beautiful blue you have ever seen. And just notice how different your body feels. As you fly high in the sky and you're no longer in that first place. And just look over the side of that beautiful winged creature and decide, say, how big or small is that place that you just left? I can't even see mine. And you're just not there anymore. So I'm going to open the chat and you guys are going to tell me how you feel now. Chat's open. What changed in your body? Right, heart open, free, relieved, exactly, relieved. Shoulders dropped. Yep, you got sleepy. Don't go to sleep yet. You can breathe. Me too. You should unclench. Your jaw should unclench. Yeah. And nothing to complain about, right? Everything's gone. Like now you don't have any, you're not mad at anybody. Like, oh, I'm good. Free white bird, exactly. Tightness gone. So this is the Get On Your Bird meditation that you have as a recording on module one underneath the Sound of the Sun meditation. And yeah, you'll start noticing the difference. And the more you do it, and the more you get to know the different types of birds, like Mother Goose came up for me, which I thought was pretty funny, because the reason I was stressed was because all my children, you, you know, I was trying to make sure that my internet would work and that the Zoom would work, and it wasn't working, and all this stuff wasn't working, and I was having a bird. I was like, didn't get on my bird. My bird pooped on my head. So that was kind of like how I was feeling. And Doug and I actually got on our birds before we got on the call. So it's that sense of feeling. It made sense to me. Mother Goose came because I was like, oh yeah, I could relax. Everybody's taken care of. Oh, Mother Goose came to Diane too. Yeah. Right. So you might want to look up in the internet tonight, or if you have my spirit animal cards, you might want to, if you saw one of the cards that were in my spirit animal cards, if you got an elephant, look it up, because a message would be there for you. Or if not, and you saw a funny thing, look it up on the internet. Spiritual meaning of, excuse me, X. Sorry, I'm not breathing enough. Your spirit animal. The bird is in our magic app. Yes, but bird is in the magic app only for people who had it from before. The new students get to open up their magic, mindful magic app once the money back guarantee is done, that the bonuses open up when we've got everybody sorted. So that's another week away and you get all the meditations on the Mindful Magic app. Okay. So that was good. I feel fabulous. Do you feel good, Doug?
Yes, I do. There's the
eagle and a swan is fine, Abby. Just look up eagle and swan.
Yeah.
And Vader guy. Oh, that's great. That means somebody's going to with black wings, but he was a good guy. Yes, that's so it's means power, strong power that could, you know, overcome other things. Exactly. Dragon means personal power, Pegasus. You can look them all up on the internet. Okay.
You know, Colette, the Get On Your Bird is such a great activity, and it reminds me of how sometimes when we do a reading for ourselves, we may not always be grounded or centered or kind of in our good space. Any just tips or quick guides for folks on, we've had a question come in about before we pull our anchor card to kind of just make sure we're in that space of good, grounded, centered space to ask the question.
Yeah. Well, you know what's really good? What I do before I pull a card is I breathe. I do some deep breathing exercises, and I'm very aware of whatever the story is in my head that I'm telling. If I'm telling a story about how mad I am at somebody, or this isn't working, or blah, 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 any of the human stories, just be like, oh, that's interesting. I'm thinking about that. I write it down. Oh, because I don't want to ask about that. But I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to release this. So sometimes it takes me 5-10 minutes before I'll pull a card. You know, so, oh, but now Lynette said she's tested it, not grounded. And the cards have reflected exactly what's going on. Laugh out loud. Okay, Lynette, go ahead. But you're right. To be quite honest with you, I prefer the anchor card when I'm calm and grounded, but I've also pulled cards when I'm not totally calm and grounded, and they've always told me what I'm not calm and grounded about, by the way. So
yeah,
I just got to get a glass of water. I can't breathe. I mean,
yeah, no. Yeah. I'll let you do that. I'm going to talk about another question that's come in from Catherine, talked about shuffling the deck. She said, I've been aligning all the cards in the deck in one direction before shuffling. I shuffle the cards, pull a card in a consistent manner. As a result, my cards are never reversed. Can you just remind us about deck shuffling?
Honey, you don't pull them up. No, the opposite happens. So, but that's okay. I don't want to say wrong. That's only if you want only upright readings. You want to mush them together. So for example, so here is a really easy way to do it. Just go like this, go round and round and round, you know, like you can actually just do that, you know, like this, and then take them a little and know that one's going one way, one's going the other way. It's so easy. It's the easiest thing to do is to shuffle. So yeah, totally easy. Easy, easy peasy, very easy. And don't stress yourself out. If so, what if you did it that way? That was meant to be. That's what I look at it as. It was meant to be that you had upright cards. And if they were good for you, then today you're changing it up and you're going to add the rest of them. Lay them flat and turn them around. Yeah. So Deborah, that's a good question. Do I clear the cards at all? So I always clear them by blowing on them like this, or I tap three times. I put them on my altar. I have an altar with chrysocolla and selenite and celestite. So I put these crystals beside my decks, and then sometimes I forget. So, you know, I don't do them each time I use them, Deborah, no. Mm-mm.
You know, a couple of things for me, Colette, I have a ritual that I shuffle three times to be the thing that I'm doing to clear the energy. And as I'm doing that, I'm just grounding myself and I'm just shuffling before I ever start shuffling for the question. That's the way I clear the energy. If I've had any, if I've been doing reading for anyone else or if there's a different reading, I just kind of do that very straightforward.
You can do sage, bells, chimes. I love the Tibetan bells. So I bell them if I feel like it. Oh, wait, is it okay to shuffle cards each day? Absolutely, you should shuffle your cards every day. And I love at my gratitude. And I actually shuffle with gratitude. So I always shuffle my deck like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank in advance. That's the law of praise. So I always say thank you, thank you. I will sit there sometimes, hand on my heart, and just say thank you. Just thank you.
Colette, there was one more topic in module one that I always love for you to talk about. And it comes up, if it doesn't come up in the first week's questions, it'll come up later. And that's the idea of oracle abuse. And I know you covered it fully in the video. And if you haven't, everyone should have watched the video by now, or you will when you get to that point. But just talk a little bit about that when that comes up.
Sure. So oracle abuse is when you ask the cards over and over a question, the same question. What am I supposed to do with this guy? When is he going to come? Is he here? Is he like there? What do I do? And then an hour later, I didn't like that. It's like when you go, you know, oracle, but you know when you're being compulsive. You guys know. It's like you don't like a card, you put it back in, you shuffle them again. I'm like, give me a better card. That's oracle abuse, right? But it's when you don't put them away and you haven't percolated on it, and you want to do it again because that oracle abuse is also a way to manipulate the cards to give you the answer that you want. That's also, does he like me? Yes, does he like me? Yeah, does he like me? I get a panic feeling because I'm so used to rushing, getting behind. No, honey, you don't need to panic. Annette, no, relax. It's hard to get used to, that's right. You're wondering, is there something missing? Why is she telling me to slow down? Like, it's like, we literally are having meetings about the ones that are trying to push ahead, going, okay, how do we get them to slow down? Because it is a very, very different kind of experience. You have to experience this. And the only way you can do it is to let go that tight hold on your human piece. So your intuitive, the etheric can come in and really envelop you. And the wisdom that starts to come through the invisible, it needs time. We're going too fast. So we need to slow down. The same question each day would be good, for example, to say, what do I need to know for my highest good today? Yes, you can ask that. But it's not, the oracle abuse is mostly done around relationships, just so you know, you guys. That's where I found the highest level of oracle abuse. I love that. Regarding oracle abuse, I got take a nap and protection. No yes or no questions. No yes or no questions. When it's a card I don't like, I'll walk away, come back to it, and look at the card again. Exactly. No panicking, breathe. Less is more. Exactly. Less is more. Love the reverse to protection card, right? Surprised, right? Yes. And how they initially trigger fear and anxiety. Yeah, slowing down is hard. I know, guys. It's like, right? Because people want to know, show me how to manifest my reality right now. Like, where's the quick fix? How many authors sell you that bullshit? Like, I'm telling you, I am a walking miracle. I know how to manifest like that, but it's not done with saying that it's a gimmick that you're going to do it. You have to align yourself with the invisible. You need to know the ins and outs of that. And that takes a bit, takes a minute to like percolate on it and then let go of the results. So, and yeah, like I'm telling you, don't like, this is, we have integrity here and we are not feeding you any horse shit. This works. We know it works. Look how many returning students came back again. I mean, it's incredible. Like 400 people came back from last year and it's amazing. Okay. Our higher self and spirit. I'm going to stop this one now. It works if you work it. So now I'm going to turn off the questions.
Colette.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes. After you've done that, there's an exercise in the home play that we just might want to talk about, which is synchronicity timeline, and just kind of reminding them about that.
So I want to go through why we did what we did in module one and why you have to do it. Okay, so a synchronicity timeline reminds you that the conscious universe has been working with you since you were born. And that you are always co-creating your reality. So it's typically, we think and we've been taught, we've been conditioned to believe in a linear mechanistic view of the world. If we do X, we're going to get Y. We don't take into account that consciousness is fundamental, right? So fundamental is, the invisible is not fundamental in materialist science. And all of us, especially if you're my age, I'm 60, so the young ones are learning all about post-materialist science before us, but we learned it the wrong way, right? So we saw God as separate and religion over there and none of it came together at all. So we think we have to work hard and like goal set and rush. And that's not the case. So we prove to ourselves by looking back over our life, look at the map you've already traveled on and go, wow, that shit is real, right? Like, think about when you met the person who hurt you the most, how you met them, what you felt like, you know, what lesson you learned as a result of it, what good you walked away from. So that's that more difficult synchronicities. And then what about like how you got your house or how you got your favorite job, how you met your husband, how you got, you know, you found a dog that was, because you collect Harley Davidson motorcycles, a dog's named Harley, and it's on your birthday. You have to get the dog. Do you know what I'm saying? Like things like that. Like you have to find those synchronicities in your life. And then you go, wow, that's always happened. And I didn't do anything to make those things happen. All I did was show up. Or I went right when I was supposed to go left. And then everything fell into place because you had an intention prior to that. That made no sense to you because by the time you'd surrendered it, bam, there it is. So what I'm showing you is the relationship between intention, surrender, and manifestation. That's why you're doing a synchronicity timeline, to show yourself that there have been moments where you had intended something, you didn't know how it was going to happen. You surrendered it because it didn't happen. You know, you thought you had to do legwork, then you went, oh, whatever. And then bam, there it was. Or, you know, you had changed yourself enough that you'd done a lot of, you know, work on yourself that you could bump into a new life that you never thought was possible before. And it showed up for you because you were ready, but not because you did anything specific to get it. So that's the map of our reality that we're not taught to pay any attention to. We're taught, oh, that's just a coincidence. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Mm-mm. That's why you are doing the synchronicity timeline. That's why I want you to slow down and do it. That's why week one is all about watching those videos, learning about the anchor card, learning about the reverse card, rewatching those things, getting your foundation solid. The information that you're going to be working on throughout the next 2 months is really the platform that you're introduced to in the first module, the one card a day. Now, I know that there's a reference to an evening card. That's an optional thing. If you want to say, okay, so going to sleep tonight, I'm going to pull this other card. That's not a no-no. It's written in there, or I said it in a video, but that's an optional thing. You have to get used to having your daily card. Like, what's my daily, what's the energy today that I need to be in alignment with, or what do I need to do to stay in alignment? What do I need to think about to stay in alignment with? But all those versions of the question are going to come. We're going to teach you more each module. So don't rush ahead. You're going to be so sorry by module three when you see the amount of questions we're going to give you in module three. Get used to this first before you jump ahead and want to ask more questions. Get used to doing it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Anything else in module one do you want to go over?
No, I think that's it for module one. I just wanted to make sure we covered that activity specifically.
Right. So go over those videos again. Really, really look at them. Watch them again. Like, there's so many nuggets in there that it's like, in repetition is everything. We want you to repeat, repeat, repeat. That's how AA works. The 12-step programs, you read the same 12 steps. I've read the same 12 steps for 33 years. And I learned that I can read something once and I will get something completely different out of it the next time I read it. And that's why this guidebook is written like this, so that you can continue to get an epiphany on the same content, but you are a different person seeing through a different lens every day you open your eyes in your bed. So this is giving you an opportunity, and yes, it's uncomfortable to slow down, and yes, it's uncomfortable to be taught a new way of talking in a freaking Facebook room, because you know what Facebook is and it's different here and I don't like it, but you're going to get used to it and you're going to learn hashtags. What are those? And you're going to feel a little awkward in the beginning, but don't, just jump in. And so what if you do it wrong? We'll fix it. You know, you'll just, we'll get in there. Just be yourself, you know, do your work, share if you want to, don't if you don't. And just know that this works. We know it works. This is a culmination of 30 years of my work in this field and my understanding, my background in Jungian psychology, my understanding of archetypes, my work as a divination expert, my work as an intuitive, having had a practice and having read over 50,000 people. I have my own television show, you know, so I'm the real deal, and I've had some experience, and I can show you what I have learned over these past 30 years. And then also the other things that I have learned, like all the extensive work that I've done in quantum physics and unified physics theory and all those things that match and understanding how we create reality, all based on these principles. And these are things that I have learned and I have applied in my own life. So this is not theory I'm teaching you. I've done it and it works. And thousands of other people have done it too. Okay, one more question on journaling. Okay, so...
really, the question is about the importance of why we do it.
Oh, very important.
So, you know, why do we do that? I think, you know, you mentioned a little bit about grit and oyster earlier.
Also, to slow down. So I don't know about you, but I have places to go, things to do, puppies to feed, husband to feed, Oracle school to teach. I have a million things to do. I don't want to sit and journal some days. And then all of a sudden time expands like magic when I sit down to journal, because I face myself in the journal. I tell myself the truth in the journal, and I can even see myself when I'm ADHD in the journal. And I don't care. I'm like, okay, slow down, slow down, slow down. There's nothing in our world that teaches us to slow down, kids. Nowhere. We are actually taught to speed up to keep us off base, to keep us off kilter, to stay in a stress response. That is how we are conditioned by the media. And I'm not a person who's a conspiracy theorist. It's true. So we need a respite. We need to know ourselves. Across the temple at Delphi, it didn't say, come and get your fortune told. It said, know thyself. Nothing in excess. That was the famous temple of the famous oracle at Delphi in Greek civilization. It was always an oracle there. It's called the Pythia for 1400 years. That tradition was very powerful in that civilization. So we know that if we slow down, then we allow the invisible to come through. We allow the mystical to seep into our psyches. We're not running on intellect or running on the subconscious or the automatic pilot. We're present to the presence with a big capital P. And our higher self locks in right away because we give it space. And so journaling gives that part of us space and gives us an ability to write down, you know, whatever, and then sort ourselves out. I've always found that the minute I journal, I have more time than I did before when I thought I didn't have enough time. And that's another thing too, that we can expand and contract time according to our mood. We really can. All right, so we're almost at the end. So I want to introduce module two to you. So module two is all about getting to know the two systems, that why we work with them together. So we know that we work with cards, like these Oracle cards, we're getting used to them, they're beautiful, they tell us stories, they reflect our story, they show us where we're heading, the whole nine yards. So how do we co-create our reality with the cards? Well, we have a partner, and that partner is not us, okay? So it's us and the cards, and it's the conscious universe or spirit or God or Jesus or whoever it is that you decide to call the power greater than you that operates in your life on your behalf, in your favor, all right? So that's power is invisible, but it makes itself manifest through us, through inspiration, through epiphanies. We know that when the universe or God moves through us, we are moved, we are inspired. And so module two is about learning to understand the nature of that relationship. And then we describe as well the laws that are going to be important to us, like the law of magnetism, the law of frequency. The laws are in there, right, Doug? All of a sudden I just lost my mind. I hope we're not in module five. No, they're module two, no. Right? I don't know, all of a sudden I panicked.
The laws are not in module two. They're in module four.
Right. Okay. Don't listen to me, kids.
We'll get to that later.
That's right. But isn't this, the two support systems. And we talked about
that's right.
Yes. Thank you. So now we're also talking about here the language of symbolism and metaphor, why it's important. We talk about intention. We talk about, what else do we talk about? The systems. We get you to understand the conscious universe a little bit more, also about intuition. Sorry, I've got all these pages that we have a lot of different pages about Oracle cards, intuitions, etc. And then we talk about, I skipped ahead. I know this course like the back of my hand. I just know all of the course and not where everything is. Okay. Right. I'm telling you not to skip ahead and I am trying to figure out where I put what. Sorry about this, guys. About how to also a little bit more about Oracle cards. That's right. So we teach you a little bit more about the cards and understanding the lexicon and what a lexicon means. And that means to understand that you work in tandem with the conscious universe, but we also work with the system, which are the cards, and how the actual cards work as a vocabulary, as a symbolic language. And there's a lot on that also in the free videos or the bonus videos in module zero. So I apologize for jumping ahead a bit. I'm going to open up the chat for just to say goodbye to everybody.
And I just want to say too, Colette, that one of the things you'll notice next week, everybody, is when you do complete the videos, the home play doesn't add a whole lot to it. We're just adding a little bit to your journal. So it's really, just know that we're giving you just enough. Yeah. So, this next week we'll add synchronicity to your journal and you'll see, start to track those times of synchronicity that happened during your day. So that's going to be there as well.
It gets very meaty in the third module, it starts to get very meaty with lots of questions and stuff. So the first two modules and the first 2 weeks really is you really watching all those videos again and again and not pushing yourself too far, getting used to the way that we operate, also making sure that you've seen, especially those workshops that had the best content is in there, slowing down and recognize the world is filled with synchronicities. At the end of these 2 months, I'd be shocked if you don't walk around going, oh my God, there's magic everywhere. But we want to give it to you little crumb at a time. All right. So by the time after the end of this week, you'll have watched all the videos now, like you've been caught up already by this. So there's so much richness here. I'm so glad you enjoyed the call tonight, everybody. Oh, I'm going to put my hand on my heart and tell you all how much I love you. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful evening. I just want to give a shout out to Anna Sather, our headmistress. Her father passed away a couple of days ago. The funeral was today. So I just want us all to, she worked so hard at making sure that everything was good for you guys and wasn't able to be here this evening. So I just want to give a shout out to Anna. We send her love. And all your mentors and your lead mentors that have worked so hard to give you a good experience. We're all working hard for you here. So you've got to trust us. Trust us. I know that sounds like such a goofy thing to say. Trust me. Never trust a person that says trust you. No, I'm kidding. And do that good on your bird meditation. And we love you very much. And we can hardly wait to see who you become as a result of this course, because you will not leave here the same person. We know this. We know this. It just takes a little bit of work. All right, guys. Mwah. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank See you next time.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Colette. Bye.